Well, as we know, it's another day of matches ahead in the World Cup. There are around 3,000 Irish living in Qatar, and opinion is split on whether the country should be hosting the tournament at all. Micheál O'Scanlan has been speaking to some of them.
So apologies for the bit of noise in the background. There's some Japanese fans here in front of me taking pictures and shouting. I'm just on my way to the stadium. It's fantastic for the region. It's a huge football country. They have a very intense love for the sport. I suppose it's put Qatar on the map.
That's one of the many Irish people living in Qatar taking advantage of a World Cup on their doorstep. Anthony Carney has been a nurse practitioner in the tiny country since 2019.
It's been very positive here. Everyone's been looking forward to it. There's so many expats here. And from what I see, it's my second match today now. From what I see, it's very, very well organised, very well run. The social background and the ethics, I suppose, yeah, that's a little bit concerning. But we're here on the ground, we see what it's like, and it's not what the media are portraying. Everyone is having a great time. All the nationalities are coming together and really enjoying it. It's a great atmosphere.
But not all Irish expats there share Anthony's view of the World Cup.
I actually left Qatar for the World Cup because I didn't want to be there. I'm not actually there now because the roads were closing. They closed all the gyms to give over to the teams travelling. Everything's getting so much more expensive.
Several Irish people I reached out to in Qatar said that they could not go on the record criticising the country for fears of their own safety. This person has opted to remain anonymous.
I referenced animals a lot and migrant worker conditions. There was one building of residence for migrant workers quite close to where I lived, and they were undesirable in that area, it was seen. Instead of so-called forcing them to move, all that was done to the residents in that building, the power and the water was switched off. So then they had to leave. In Qatar, when there's anything that's too controversial or negative or anything like that, generally the articles only last online about 12 hours before they're taken down. People also receive notification that exterminators were given permission in the run-up to the World Cup to exterminate any cats that were seen in public. So people were very protective of their animals.
It's absolutely fabulous. It's kind of amazing and unbelievable that it's finally here. When I first moved here, there was no public transport system apart from some buses. Now there's an amazing metro.
The World Cup has been marred by controversy, including allegations of corruption and human rights violations. The treatment of the LGBTQ plus community and migrant workers in Qatar has come into question, and many experts have rejected organisers' claims of a carbon neutral tournament. Jenny Lawler, however, who has been there for 3 years, doesn't see it that way.
I'm senior director of research for a water centre. So all of these stadiums are custom built. They are purposefully built to look at sustainability, look at carbon neutrality. And yes, I mean, it's not that there's no carbon being produced, but they have done it in such a way that they've set up a new system of carbon offsetting. Do you know, like, we live here and we know what it's like here, and we know, like, it's a very, very liberal society here. And then other things like, you know, oh, it's a dry country and there's no alcohol. Like, that's not true either. There's loads and loads of bars and fan zones where you can get alcohol at the moment. And then things about like women's rights and stuff like that are just not true. Like, Qatari women are encouraged to be part of the workforce, and they're very high up in the workforce, and they're very highly educated. And, you know, as a woman that lives here, I've never faced any sort of discrimination or bad feeling or anything like that. You know, I do a lot of sport. I running in my shorts and my singlet, you know, in public. It's a very, very safe place. And like, living here, like, I know a lot of openly gay people, Qataris and all nationalities.
There's a quite a good community here. Even at the games last night, I seen a couple of people wearing their Ireland jerseys. I seen a guy wearing a Kerry jersey. Of course, there's always somebody wearing a Kerry jersey.
While Ireland isn't represented at the World Cup by the boys in green, there are some Irish employed at the tournament. Keith McMahon is one.
So we have these 8K high definition cameras that are attached to the helicopters. And myself and Damien McNally, another good Irish lad, are part of the team. And we fly over the stadiums. We video the fans coming in, anything of interest, some beauty sights, if there is any to see in the area. The place is absolutely buzzing. It's at the first day, we were worried that no tourists would be coming, but the place is absolutely hopping.
Helicopter pilot Keith McMahon in Qatar, ending that report from Micheál O'Scanlan. It's a minute to nine.